Well, this morning, Spartans are in a place we've become kind of unfamiliar with in recent years. Our shot at the NCAA tournament championship has ended, and the University of Michigan is in the Final Four. Joe Rexroad of the Detroit Free Press joins us. Joe, we're happy for Wolverine fans, but there is something about this that just doesn't feel right. I mean, are we lucky that it's taken this long for this situation to unfold?
Yeah, you know, it has been a long time. I was thinking about yesterday. I mean, Michigan basketball being the biggest sports story in this state as April arrives, that hasn't happened in really exactly 20 years. And of course, in the 1992 and 1993 Final Four appearances for Michigan with the of course the Fab Five are officially off the record book. So I guess by official record, this is the first Final Four for Michigan since 1989, when the Wolverines won their national championship. So, yeah, it's very unfamiliar for Michigan State fans, especially younger fans. I have a feeling that, you know, moving forward, I think both of these programs will have chances at more Final Fours.
Interesting. What do you think you'll remember from MSU's final game of the season here against Duke? Put that in perspective for us.
Well, it wasn't Michigan State's best effort, and I think that's a big disappointment for Tom Izzo. He was very confident. You could tell all week going into that game, very outwardly confident, and he thought that if his team played its best, it was better than Duke. A lot of people thought the same thing. I thought the same thing. But sometimes when you get one player who just has an incredible night, that can make the difference, and that's what happened with Seth Curry for Duke. I mean, he was making shots with guys in his face. Gary Harris said at one point he tipped one of his shots and it still went in, and he just shook his head and said, you know, what are you supposed to do? He was unbelievable. He had 23 points, you know, in the first 24 minutes of the game. It slowed down from there, but that outburst helped. Michigan State was making its run late first, early second, and he just kept hitting shots and keeping Duke ahead, and I think that really was the difference in the game.
Let's anticipate the rest of the Wolverine season here. Michigan and Syracuse, honestly, now, who do you like?
Well, it should be a great game. I guess I would say I like Michigan. Syracuse's own has been real trouble for teams. I mean, just suffocated Indiana, which I thought was, you know, possibly the best team in the country. Shut down Marquette last weekend. The 2-3 zone, that's what's all Jim Boeheim plays, and it is tough to deal with, but I think Michigan has enough shooting and has a great point guard in Trey Burke, but that should be a really, really good game that comes down to the end Saturday night.
And so, but still, Michigan in the championship, in your view, who will they face?
Oh, I definitely think Louisville will beat Wichita State. Great job by Wichita State, but I think Louisville, I thought they'd win it going into the tournament, and, a horrible injury to one of their players, Kevin Ware, yesterday. But I still think Louisville is going to win this thing.
So Michigan and Louisville in the championship game a week from tonight. Let's project all the way to the end. Who do you expect to prevail there?
Yeah, I like the Cardinals. I do. I think that would be a fun game. That would be an up and down game with a lot of scoring. I think some pressing from Louisville. They like to do the full court press, and Michigan likes that pace, but I just think Louisville has so many different weapons and is playing so well right now. I think the Cardinals really have been the team from the start. You know, some people thought maybe they were the best team going into the season. They didn't always play like it, but I think Louisville is now, and I like Louisville to win it.
Could Louisville-Wichita State be lopsided?
I think so. You never know. I mean, Wichita State, obviously a surprise with a lot of performances. I mean, beating Gonzaga, beating Ohio State. I mean, that's just not by accident. It's a very good team playing extremely well, but sometimes you'll see these teams, the underdogs, and they'll get to the Final Four, but then, you know, reality will set in a little bit, and I think that might be the case with Wichita State on Saturday.
Joe, you've been at this hot and heavy for months and months. As you look all the way back to Midnight Madness and compare it to today, how do you assess the Spartans' season?
Well, I think it was a good season. It wasn't a great season, and I think ultimately Michigan State was left disappointed. I think if you look at preseason expectations, it was about what people thought, about a Sweet 16 kind of team. Most people picked Michigan State fourth in the Big Ten. Most people had Michigan, Indiana, Ohio State ahead of Michigan State. Really, and you know, people looked at Draymond Green leaving and saying, well, where are they going to get all that, you know, the scoring and the leadership? I think Michigan State exceeded a lot of those expectations, but during the season, the expectations went up, and you saw all the talent. When you see Gary Harris coming in, how good he was as a freshman, when you see how much Adrian Payne improved, you know, Derek Nix having a great senior season. So I think the expectations went up, and at times it looked like this team could, you know, could be a national championship kind of team, certainly a Final Four kind of team. So when it's all said and done, a game out of the Big Ten, a day short of the Big Ten tournament title, and, you know, losing the Sweet 16, it's, hey, most programs would love a 27-9 season, but obviously Tom Izzo's program has raised expectations so high that unless it gets to the Final Four, there is some disappointment.
The Detroit Free Press's Joe Rexroad on Spartan and U of M basketball. Thanks, Joe.
Okay, thanks, Mark.